For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, happy election eve. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I have got friends standing out in the rain this morning waiting to vote. And I hate to be the guy that says, I told you so, but you should have voted the last 2 weeks when it was sunny and dry every day.
You're like, I hate to be that person, but I'm going to be the person. But I told you so.
I kept saying you never know what's going to happen on election day. So tomorrow could be a carbon copy of today. It looks like there's a chance of storms. I don't know if there's steady rain tomorrow or not. It looks like at least a 50 or 60% chance in the morning hours anyway.
Let's just applaud the fact that people are voting. They're willing to stand out in the rain. And it's still considered early voting. So we're going to take the win.
Don't let it discourage you. I'll bring you an umbrella. I got you covered. I'll bring you an umbrella if you've got a if you're thinking about not going tomorrow, but because it's going to rain, because you waited till the last minute. You got to go vote. You got to get out the vote. So voter guides up at 971talk.com. Don't forget about that. If you hit the rewind button there, you can listen. We had a great interview with Mark Lotter there at 735 talking about his take on the polling and the fact that he thinks Donald Trump's in pretty good shape at this point. You could also hit rewind on the Odyssey app. We'll have it up on the podcast for you. For those of you watching on YouTube or X or Rumble this morning or Facebook, we appreciate that as well. Hey, coming up before the end of the hour, we're going to talk more about the First Responder Thanksgiving and the ATF raffle by my friends at Responder Rescue. You can go to there's a couple easy ways to enter, to buy tickets. They're just $1 a piece. Minimum purchase is 10 tickets for $10. You have a chance to win prizes worth, I'm adding these up here, $4,500. I mean, we've got a basket of bourbon that's going to be worth over $1,500. I just bought some more E.H. Taylor to put in that basket yesterday. We got an evening at Lit Cigar Lounge, a beautiful 9mm CMMG rifle from the range, St. Louis West, valued at over $2,100. You can win. Text Responder to 33100 on your phone right now, and that will get you right to the page where you can buy it, or we'll have more details here before the end of the hour. It's also up on the webpage at 971talk.com. Thank you for that. Trying to raise all the money we can to help our first responders this month. Carl, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
When I was in Scranton, we used to have a little trouble going down the plot once in a while. From Green Ridge. But I'm serious. These are the kind of guys you like to smack in the ass.
Does anybody know what Joe Biden's talking about? He's talking about violence against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. We know that much. But beyond that, and the laugh out loud reply he got from the audience there, the Kamala Harris people probably wish he would just put the lid on.
Hopefully we get rid of Mitch McConnell pretty soon. Can you believe he endorsed me? Can you? Boy, that must have been a painful day in his life.
Trump having a little fun on the campaign trail yesterday. He had the issue of Mitch McConnell came up. He got his endorsement, but he couldn't hardly believe it.
And I'm just here to remind you, you got this. Because you can do something your opponent cannot do. You can open doors.
The cackle queen there made it on SNL, and because of the free campaign ad they gave her, they had to give Donald Trump matching time during football and NASCAR races yesterday. How about that?
With women and promising to protect the rights of all of us.
That is a swimmer from the University of Roanoke, and went on stage yesterday with Donald Trump at this rally. I thought this was fantastic. I mean, we're all familiar with the issue, right? There's recently a case where a coach was suspended for agreeing with her team about not wanting to have a transgender athlete compete against women. These are people who claim to want to empower women in the other party who are embracing men who think they're women competing against women in sports. It's the opposite of what Title IX was designed for. And instead, now they're using it to harm women. So yesterday at his rally, President Trump had the members of the Roanoke University women's swim team come up on stage with him. They're the ones that took a stand and said they weren't going to swim against this team. And one of the team captain, Lily Mullen, he invited her up to the mic, and she did a fantastic job, I thought. Listen to this.
Especially, we know that men have an inherent advantage over women in sports. And due to current policies, though, men are competing against women of all ages in all sports. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have advocated for and pushed for this anti-woman sex-based discrimination to continue all over this country. And point blank, it's unfair. So I would like to thank you, President Trump, for standing with women and promising to protect the rights of all of us.
Yeah, she got a big round of applause for that one there. And then he let each member come up and say their names on the stage. And I was proud of them. I mean, these are four young women that, well, actually, there were probably six of them up there.
Well, now coming out in support of Donald Trump, yes. They probably lost some friends, which is sad. You know, speaking of men competing in women's sports, I just saw this morning that there were, I guess, French medical records that have just been released that talk about, remember that Imani Khalif, I think is how you say
boxer.
His name, the boxer, and he won, knocked a girl out. One of the girls dropped to her knees.
Yeah.
Did I say she?
You said he.
Yeah, he.
But you meant
knocked her out, knocked a woman out, and she, remember, kind of surrendered and was crying. And it comes out now that did not have a uterus, and he has testicles, and I'm not going to say what else because I don't know that I can. He has male parts. Let's put it that way.
Micro male parts.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. So all of this nonsense where you saw this guy crying in all these interviews and saying, I'm being bullied and how dare you treat me that way. And I just want a fair shot. I'm a woman. Lies, lies, lies. The left, you know, what I have to give credit where credit's due for the left, they are so good at playing on our emotions because that is so incredibly effective. That's why a lot of their messaging works, right? They find the illegal alien, but they wrap this story around it of this mother who has these young children and she's just trying to provide, and you evil conservatives, you want to rip this family apart and send them back and deport them. How dare you? And it's so easy as humans. We want to be compassionate, right? Naturally. I think a lot of us do. And so it's easy to fall for. The right is not as good at doing that.
Nope.
Unfortunately.
Well,
so.
Thank you for pointing that out because I wanted to bring that story up today and we hadn't done it yet. Coming up, we'll talk to Jesse Jane Duff. There are already people in line for Donald Trump's next rally, you told me a minute ago, Kim.
Since 3:30 this morning.
Since 3:30 this morning, lining up to see one of his last rallies as he wraps things up before tomorrow and Election Day. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to Jesse Jane Duff, president of Veterans for Trump, when we come back.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? Look at the opportunities before us.
This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
Nope yet.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane, I picked those bites out from the new closing argument ad that Donald Trump has released. The thing's like 2 minutes long. I picked a few bites out of the beginning of it, but I think that was Tulsi Gabbard on there, absolutely speaking the truth about what's at stake here, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about this, people. They're going to try to stack the court. They can't stand that every time something gets in front of the Supreme Court, they have the conservative judges that are actually trying to ensure that the Constitution is followed versus their what they believe is a living Constitution that can be adjusted upon a whim. We know that if without President Trump, we will be looking at your sons and daughters being drafted. We know that they will be, we will engage in more endless wars because she has gotten the endorsement of the Oracle herself, Liz Cheney, and her father. Like, just keep this stuff in mind, people. The Democrats really have lost their minds when they have decided to accept the Cheneys into their fold.
Well, she also got the endorsement of Monica Lewinsky. Don't forget that. That was important.
You know, that's just lovely. That's just lovely. He had his own P. Diddy party going on in the White House.
Yeah.
And now we've got the endorsement of the lady that practiced it. I'm sorry. Okay. This escapes me. If Monica's actually gaining any voters, I would think that it would be people that have a fantasy of what they wish they did.
Yeah, maybe. That could be it.
You know, I look up Jesse Jane this morning at CNN's headlines, and they're talking about how Donald Trump's messaging is getting darker leading up to Election Day. And I'm thinking in my head, how many times has Kamala Harris compared Trump?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To Hitler and said he's a threat to democracy and, you know, led people to want to try to kill him.
Right. Well, you know, they only deflect what's in their own playbook. They understand darkness because that's their friend with the Harris campaign. They know, to your point, that all they do when they sit there on that panel is bash Donald Trump, try to say that he's a threat to democracy, try to call him when, you know, the garbage comment was made thanks to Joe Biden. That lasted less than 24 hours because Joe Biden came along and called everybody garbage. So it was, you know, it's hysterical that every time they think they have something to hang on to, their own side defeats itself. Like, essentially, you know, they erase their jaws of victory on one single point because they prove time and time again that the only people that have the racist, the misogynist, and the leftist ideology is themselves. It's tragic. You know, they're really, CNN is just lost in their own muck because Kamala Harris can only go on to criticize Donald Trump because she has no policies. She cannot address the record rates of inflation. She cannot address over the 800,000 jobs that the Bureau of Labor had to adjust and reduce because they were lying about their own job gains. They cannot address over 723,000 Americans that lost their jobs. And meanwhile, 1 million non-U.S. born got jobs in this country. They cannot address that they have record rates of inflation. Everything that is on, well, I shouldn't say just inflation. I should say grocery prices over 22% higher, baby formula over 30% higher. Your auto insurance is 54% higher. Let's just look at all the numbers. They have nothing other than please give us all an abortion upon demand. That is their only slogan.
Well, maybe he should dress up as a squirrel for his final rally to troll her just one more time.
Oh my God.
Just one more time. I have a feeling he has pressed the envelope enough. You know, the garbage truck was hysterical working at McDonald's, and yet nobody but Donald Trump could do that. We know that even Dukakis suffered and never got rebounded from just putting the helmet on his head.
Oh.
So, you know, I just hope he does not go for the squirrel, but if he does, if anybody could do it, it would be Donald Trump.
He could do it. Jesse Jane, I got to ask you the same question I asked Mark Lotter earlier. You know, somebody asked how I'm feeling about tomorrow. I said I'm nervously optimistic. And a good friend of mine who sort of has some connections to the campaign said that, you know, I believe he's going to win. I think what comes next is trying to hold on to it because of all of the legal challenges they're expecting from across the country.
Well, we're already winning on the legal challenges. I'm right now in West Palm Beach. I'm working at the campaign headquarters right now. I'm sitting exactly feet away from the the phone table where all the calls come in from any location in the country that is having difficulty with casting their ballot. And immediately they get on the phone with an attorney. They've been all instructed. We have trained thousands, probably about 200 plus thousand poll workers
wow.
to take photos, to articulate. Oh, we have learned from 2020. How do you stop having to go to court after the election? You go to court before the election. You ensure that you challenge every single poll station. Look what happened in Bucks County. They were closing the polls early. What did we do? We took them to court. Now they had to pay the price and keep the polls open 3 extra days. This is going across the country, and a lot of people on the right don't realize we've had hundreds of thousands of legal cases that we have won. The RNC, Judicial Watch, AFPI Legal, all of these have gone strategically after every single state that has been monkeying around with their election procedures before the
Good.
Election. And they are being held to the fire. We have a legal team everywhere. And Mike Davis, the famous Mike Davis, is right down here and every day to making sure that these polls are being watched closely. And the attorneys will pick up the phone and call them, and they will send somebody on site to make the correction. So we're winning.
That gives me the most hope yet. Jesse Jane, thank you, my friend. Good luck tomorrow.
All righty, take the hill, motivators. It's going to be a short week because Donald Trump's winning.
I love it. We'll be right back.
Kelsey. Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey.
Kelsey.
How do you feel your brother's
Kelsey, can I get a fist bump? Kelsey, can I get a fist bump?
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in the house this morning, and I think Jason Kelsey needs a pat on the back for that. Too many people on the internet these days they can get away with saying whatever they want, and there's never any consequence for it.
Yeah, well, two things going on here. One, when you walk through a tailgate or whatever he was walking through, things get crazy,
yeah,
things
true.
Get said, and
yeah,
it's not cool.
No.
What is said in crowds is not great. And so when it gets caught on camera, it unfolds the reality of those situations. Also, when Jason Kelsey's walking through a tailgate and you say something, you got something coming.
Yeah.
This is just like running out on the field after a game. You don't belong on the field. So you're out there at your own risk. And you say something or do something, you're going to get run over by a football player. And that's what happened.
Well
the phone took the brunt of it.
And he's only, 1 year removed from that testosterone-filled game that he played,
well,
where he's just a tough guy,
In general, anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, if you shout something inappropriate at somebody, which was inappropriate,
very inappropriate.
You're going to get
right.
dealt with.
Right.
Well,
so,
and we don't see all the other times that people scream stuff at him, and he says nothing and just keeps walking.
Yeah.
So this might have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
So what did he do, bust a phone?
Yeah.
He jumped it down.
Better than
it.
Your face getting
That's
busted.
True. That's very you know? True.
So
I like your mindset there, Tom.
Yeah. You know, so, hey, he you know, showed some restraint and instead destroyed a $1,000 iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is.
Be like a Michigan fan walking through a tailgate at Indiana right now, right?
Man, that is going to be vicious. What a crowd that's going to be on Saturday. You know, I was talking to Joe Buck on the show yesterday. He's another IU alum, and I said, Joe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Nebraska, that was, you know, they beat Nebraska 56-7. They beat Washington 31-17, both at home. Then this past Saturday, they go up and crush Michigan State. But the two wins at home, Nebraska and Washington, were unbelievable. I mean, the crowd was amazing. College game day is there. You're beating these two national brands. Michigan's a different story. Michigan is a longtime rival. People in Indiana think that Michigan looks down on them, and they're correct. Michigan football has always looked at Indiana like an easy win. Chalk it up. Let's schedule them for homecoming. Win, 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 win. Well, Indiana's a 12.5-point favorite this Saturday.
Yeah.
They are the talk of college football, and I assure you they will be ready to go. Crowd, players, coaches, everything when Michigan comes to town. It's an absolute must-win because Ohio State's in 2 weeks after that on the road. Very, very difficult challenge. That would leave you potentially with one loss facing Purdue to get to the college football playoff. So it's an incredible time for the old alma mater.
Are you going Saturday?
I went to the Washington game.
Yeah,
I actually will be at the Mizzou-Oklahoma game.
Okay.
Which is a night game, which means during the tailgate, my kids and my wife will be like, where'd Dad go? he's watching the IU game somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll be finding a TV or I'll be looking at my phone. But it's an exciting time.
What about that Mizzou game? I mean, is there any hope that he's actually going to play with a wrist injury?
I don't know.
I mean, he was out with the first. It was the ankle injury. Then Brady got hurt with the wrist.
Yeah,
the last
I mean, they cover these injuries so much, you just don't know. I mean, they covered the ankle injury to the point where you weren't sure if he was going to play or not, and then he hurts his hand and his wrist, and you know, I just the Missouri should beat Oklahoma, but I think these teams are probably more evenly matched than people think. Both teams desperate to show something. Oklahoma's been a major disappointment, and Missouri has been disappointing. Yeah. They've not had a signature win all year. They've had wins, but nothing really to hang their hat on to show what they could have been. So this is a good chance for Missouri to go out and smack Oklahoma and actually finish strong. I mean, I think if Missouri ends up with 9 or 10 wins, that's a great year. I mean, if they don't make the college football playoff, which they're not, I mean, they have been pounded twice, and they're now out of the top 25. But if you go out and win 9 games, you finish 9-3, that's not a good year. 10-2 is an incredible year. So, you know, expectations. There are a lot of teams that are getting knocked out of this 12-team playoff. That should not diminish what Missouri has built here as a program. While disappointing, they still have a chance to finish really great, and I think their schedule is actually very favorable to them. I do.
You were obviously not at the game on Saturday, the Blues game, but Carl, I know you were there.
I was.
And I watched the video of Craig Berube getting the standing ovation.
Oh, it was beautiful.
He was crying.
It was absolutely beautiful. I saw him wave to the crowd, and he had a smile. I'm sure he teared up. I mean, my wife and daughter were there. I was at Kyle McClellan's gala, raising money over at the Four Seasons, having a good time with him and all the former Cardinals. And I took a peek at the Blues score and saw that they were winning, and then they won the game. But I really wanted to see that video tribute, and it was really, really well done. They showed the speech before Game 7 where he's dropping all the F-bombs, and the crowd, of course, gets into that. And then, you know, he waved, and they showed that great compilation video. And, you know, Carl's part of that production team at Enterprise Center. They do an awesome
really
job.
Really well done.
Yeah, really nice. So it was good to see Chief out there.
The goalie's from St. Louis.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and he had a...
Joseph Wall.
He had a lot of people...
From Darting Prairie.
From Darting Prairie. In Leafs jerseys, yet some of them had Blues jerseys with his name on it,
I'll
too.
Bet.
Can I tell you a little secret? My second team in the NHL is the Leafs. I've always liked the Leafs. And when the Blues get knocked out, I root for the Leafs. And the reason is they are in this long, long, long drought. And I want to see what it's like when they finally win.
They won last in 1967 when the Blues started.
So you like an underdog.
I do. And they're kind of
an Indiana fan.
They're kind of like...
Hey, Mark, maybe that's why he could like Kentucky, right?
They're bigger than that, though. They're like...
I'm just teasing.
They're the Yankees brand of Canada, but they don't win anything. Like, they're the biggest team in Canada of any sport.
Years.
Of any sport.
Yeah.
They are the nation's team.
It's where the Hall of Fame is.
But they don't win. It's, like, fascinating to me. Now Craig Berube gets the task of winning a cup for the Leafs. You think this Blues celebration was big, and it was. Mm-hmm. Whoever turns the Leafs around, it will be absolute chaos.
It'll shut down Canada, eh?
I can't believe it. So let me leave you with this. So actually, we have some more time if you want another topic.
Yeah. Are you going to say something inspirational?
Yeah, I do. I want to say something inspirational because we're the day before Election Day. Is thank goodness for sports. Don't forget that you always have sports. And if you're not a sports fan, it's totally fine, but sports fans will relate to this. You always have sports. You can kick back and relax and distract yourself. And I really think the reason that I sleep well at night, and I know there's a lot going on out there on both sides, but that I have something to distract me from what has become election fatigue for me, sports has been a huge, huge part of all of this. I'm so happy that college basketball is back today, baby.
Me too, baby.
I mean, I got
who you played. Who you got tonight? We got Wright State.
Oh, we don't. Okay. Yeah, we're off until Wednesday. Right. But SLU plays at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Mm-hmm. You know, you got basketball starting this morning. I mean, thank goodness for something to. My suggestion would be, if you're feeling like it's too much, take a break and join us for some sports. It's great. and then you can go back.
Are they still announcing the playoffs?
Don't hit yourself over the head for 24 hours.
I might need a helmet tomorrow.
It's going to be a tough day tomorrow. And, you know, just all around, like all the anxiety and the waiting and everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sports will pull you back.
Well, the problem is the Cardinals season gave people more anxiety because they were absolutely awful.
Get away from, you know.
Mizzou's not great. I'm sorry, the Blues have not been terrible, but not
But it's always, there's always something, whether you're, whatever you're a fan of, there's always something that can pull you away and distract you for a little while. It's just my suggestion. I'm glad that it's there.
Thank you, Tom.
You got it.
We appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tom.
Great having
you. Guys have a great day.
All right. Tom Ackerman there, KMOX Sports. We're going to be back. We'll talk more about the first responder spotlight right after this.
This is your first responder spotlight.
To take a chance today to recognize the folks at the Creve Coeur Fire District. Thanks for all you do. Over 360 paramedics and firefighters out there. Chief Tim Hoffman and the gang, we appreciate you, and we just want to give you a shout out today as we recognize first responders around the area. Thank you. You know, we are doing our raffle. I want to mention this again. Anything you can give, we would appreciate it. It's a dollar a ticket. You can't beat that. The odds are so much better than what you would face in the lottery, let me tell you, in some fantastic prizes. There'll be three winners this year. We're going to pick them the day before Thanksgiving out at the range. We'll do it on Facebook Live. So you buy a minimum of 10 tickets for $10. If you buy 50, you get 55 tickets. If you spend $100, you get 112 tickets. You see how that works, right? You're increasing your chances. We're throwing in extra tickets there. Let me get to the prizes. First of all, the range has donated a CMMG Descent 9mm 16-inch rifle with a folding stock. This thing has an estimated value of over $2,100. If you want out there to buy it, it's beautiful. I got a picture of me holding it. I'll put up on the web here soon. Also, the basket of bourbon. I've been working on this. There's a bottle of a Weller Antique 107 in there. There's going to be E.H. Taylor, Stolach, Dominic, Old Dominic Cask Strength, Four Roses single barrels, full of all of these great bourbons. It'll have an estimated value of over $1,500. And then there's my lit cigar package, thanks to those folks. By the way, the folks at Lore Wine and Spirits are donating a lot of bourbon for this as well. And my friends at Lit Cigar Lounge, evening for 10 in their Luciano Lounge down there. It's going to be great bottle service, cigars, and even a box of these Opus X cigars, which is they're really hard to get. And I think they date to 2018. They're beautiful, beautiful box. Good luck to you. Please go. There's a couple ways you can do this, right? You can go to my Facebook page and you'll see the link on there, right at 971talk.com or on my Facebook page. There's a link to where you can go and buy the tickets, or pick up your phone, text the word responder to 33100. That's 33100, and that's probably the easiest way to do it. You can buy the tickets right online, and then you're taken care of, and best of luck to you. And all of this is for Responder Rescue, and I love what they do. They help out first responders who are hurt or injured in the line of duty.
Yeah, I love this. Hopefully people can buy some tickets.
Tell me your story again about Daniel Boone Library in West St. Louis County this
morning. My friend Kate from church texted me saying, so Daniel Boone Library in St. Louis County had 332 voters in line as of 8:10. The polls opened there at 8 o'clock in St. Louis County.
My friend texted me from there this morning at 6:45. He was the first person in line. Here's why the line is taking so long, in case you're wondering. He said it is taking them almost a minute to print out each ballot. So once you get in there, you hand them your driver's license, and they enter it into the system and they hit print, it takes a full minute before the ballot comes out of the printer.
On both sides.
Well, yeah, but think about that. I mean, it's going to take that if you just add that up, that's adding hours to how long it's going to take to get people through there today. So you're wondering, you got a long ballot, plus it's taking a while to generate the ballots. This could be one reason there are 300 people in line. Yeah, could be. I don't know. Just want to give you a heads up about that. All right, get out there and vote. Don't let the weather hold you down. We got a marathon, a sprint between now and tomorrow. The marathon's almost over. Stay tuned. Brian Kilmeade to have more on the national races for you. Annie and Mark will have you covered this afternoon. We'll see you back here on Election Day morning at 5 a.m. Have a great day.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.